relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We're not going to take too many calls today, if any, because we have such a full lineup, but I'm monitoring our text line. And our good friend Gavin in Australia. Wow, I love that. Oh, listeners in Australia, or maybe viewers, texted me the following. He said, "Afternoon, Dr. G. It's Gavin from Australia. 2 points. America needs to be grateful for the Trump legacy, and focus needs now to be on protecting the good he has done. Democrats are extremely vulnerable, and you only need to swing 5 or 6 of the House votes to block bad legislation." Good point. I love it when people in Australia follow our politics so closely. Second point is we could all help and take example from the mother that called in yesterday, who is going to stand up against the school where her children are being force-fed racial critical race theory. Her kids deserve a better school. Yeah, I'm not sure we need to raise funds for her, but we need to take her example and speak up. Let our voices be heard. Now is the time. It is the time to give back and to take the example of President Trump and internalize it into our own lives. Somebody who was Trump before Trump, somebody who changed New York in such an incredible way, was, of course, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. And he is calling into the show to share with us his take on what the next 4 years is going to look like. America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, are you there?
I am here, Sebastian.
It is.
Having just watched the most unbelievable parade I've ever... This is a man who's participated in at least 1,000 parades. I consider myself a parade expert.
I bet. And I missed the ticker tape parades from New York. So let's
My
talk...
My goodness, this was a parade so that the reporters could celebrate his victory, because there were no people there.
But Mr. Mayor, I'm just curious. Who are they waving at? Because there's nobody there.
They were waving at the reporters.
That's exactly what we thought.
They were waving at the suck-up reporters who elected them. In fact, one time he ran over and he did an interview with a reporter. I mean, there were about 6 people there. I shouldn't say that. 6, 7 people. But the Secret Service were protecting him from the Metropolitan Police. Because that's who they were looking. The only people you saw on the sidelines were the Metropolitan Police. And the Secret Service were looking over to make sure there were no curious Metropolitan policemen there.
Did you watch
25,000 National Guardsmen, I mean.
Well, hang on. Mayor Giuliani, it's not National Guardsmen. It's potential domestic terrorists. Didn't you hear Representative Cohen That if you're white and you're a male, you probably voted for Donald Trump. Therefore, you're potentially a domestic terrorist if you're a member of the National Guard. I mean, weren't you horrified?
Of course. How about we have to be reeducated?
Yes. Reprogrammed, reeducated. Did you listen to the speech? Did you listen to Biden's speech?
Yes, I considered it one of the weaker Senate speeches that he gave. He sounded like a bloviating senator.
But also low energy. Didn't you find it was very low energy?
I wasn't sure he was going to make it to the end. And I was very, very glad that Justice Roberts broke up the oath into very short little segments so that he could remember it.
All right, let's get serious. You have been a warrior. You've been fighting not just for the Big Apple, but you've been fighting for the Republic, especially since the election in November. Your prognostication for the next 4 years. First things first, if you're a betting man, do you think that Joe Biden is going to be in the White House for 4 years, or do you think that Kamala Harris will push him out sooner rather than later?
Okay, just a straight bet. I would bet on Kamala. I'd say I'd love to know what the odds are, but I think the odds are he's not there at the end. And I don't want to see the man die. I'm not saying he's going to die, but you could probably get five psychiatrists to come in and say that he has dementia, or you could face him with the hard drive someday and say, Joe,
yes,
you want to keep it hidden, you better go.
Where are those hard drives now? So the multiple, people talk about the one Hunter Biden laptop. I think it's actually three, but you can tell us. Who has possession? I know copies were made of the hard drives, but where are the original, the actual laptops?
Well, the one that I'm most familiar with, which is the big one, is in the possession of the FBI. The original is in the possession of the FBI. The only full copies that I know exist are the gentleman who was repairing it. He has a full copy.
Yes.
I have one. My attorney has one. And the New York Post. There may be others, but those are the ones that I could account for.
He's America's mayor. Follow him on Twitter, Rudy Giuliani. He is the host of Common Sense with Rudy Giuliani. Go to RudyGiulianiCS.com for the podcast. Mr. Mayor, you are a professional of the legal nature. You have been a prosecutor. You've put some of the most dangerous men and women behind bars. Is the DOJ going to become just an extension of the White House and the Democrat Party, as we saw under Obama? What are your expectations for this administration?
Well, I see nothing that suggests to me that the Department of Justice is going to be even-handed and that the double standard won't get worse and continue. I mean, they were that way under Trump.
Yes.
How much worse is it going to be under Biden? I mean, they hid the hard drive for over a year. They hid the letter from Hillary saying that Hillary was going to develop the collusion with Russia as a way to take emphasis off her emails. They hid that for 4.5 years. So anybody, any Department of Justice that hides exculpatory evidence to help one side but not the other, that's not a Department of Justice. That's something else.
You seem to be indefatigable. You caught the coronavirus like I did, but 2 days later, 3 days later, you were back in action. I saw you on January the 6th without an overcoat, standing there in the cold, listening to the president on the ellipse. You truly have a fighter's spirit. I have to ask you, in the last two minutes we have with you, Mr. Mayor, a lot of people are despairing. A lot of conservatives, Trump voters, have said, that's it, I'm giving up, I'm never voting again. What is your message to those Americans?
No, get more involved. Get more involved. Let's see if we, on our side, can take care of some of the petty differences we have that mean nothing in comparison to protecting our right of free speech, freedom of religion, freedom of travel. I mean, these things are all at stake now. We're not in a political game anymore. This has gone way beyond that. If Sebastian, you would know it better than anyone. This is the time where we have to unify, and really unify, which means we have some differences as conservatives. They mean nothing right now. And what we have to do is to save our republic.
And I hope you'd agree with me that starting a new party is a non-starter. It would divide the vote.
Yeah. I don't agree with that. I think we should. I think we should throw the traitors out of the Republican Party.
Yes.
It's our party. It's not. We are the party of Lincoln, not those traitors.
It is time.
I mean, we, like every political party, we have traitors in our party, and we have people who are crooked in our party. We're not saints. I mean, when I was a prosecutor, I was fond of saying, neither party has a monopoly on virtue or vice. I prosecuted about as many Republicans as Democrats. So I know why some of those Republicans are doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
China? Money from China? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Want to look at that? You got to get rid of those people.
It's
bad for us. It's as bad for us as it is for them.
I have to say, yes, it is time to reform the GOP. It is time to take over the GOP, bring it back to what it was, to Lincoln's party. And personally, I want to recognize in front of our millions of listeners and viewers right now that you are an inspiration. Your bulldog spirit is what we need. 74 million Americans. Be more like America's mayor. Listen to him every day. Check out RudyGiulianiCS.com. That's his Common Sense podcast. God bless you, sir. When you are back in the swamp, let's get you in the studio. You are such a complete favorite with all of our listeners and viewers. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefActor.com studios. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, stay on this channel.
We hear much of special interest groups. Well, our concern must be for a special interest group that has been too long neglected. It knows no sectional boundaries or ethnic and racial divisions, and it crosses political party lines. It is made up of men and women who raise our food, patrol our streets, man our mines and factories, teach our children, keep our homes, and heal us when we're sick. Professionals, industrialists, shopkeepers, clerks, cabbies, and truck drivers. They are, in short, we the people.
Just a little reminder, my friends, of what America is. It's not defined solely by who sits in the White House or who swears in on a Bible on Inauguration Day. America is us, we the people. That was, of course, the great Ronald Reagan from his inaugural speech in 1981. Not a shabby segue to somebody who stole the name Reagan. He's our good friend Chris Coles, who has the fabulous YouTube channel Mr. Reagan. Follow him also on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. Chris, first things first. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
Did you? And we are. What do you call this? Simulcasting with his audience and my audience. It's just wacky, crazy techno
babble. If you've not subscribed to Sebastian Gorka's YouTube channel, do it now, please.
By the way, kudos to you. You mentioned me almost every video. Very kind words. None of them are rude and short. And you talk about subscribing to my channel. So let's do this. Subscribe to his, subscribe to mine. And now let's talk about theater. Theater of the absurd, political theater. Did you watch today's event, Mr. Reagan?
I have been watching bits and pieces. It's a little difficult to stomach. When I announced that I was going to be doing a live stream with you about the inauguration, I cannot tell you how much backlash there was. Like, people were just like, why would you watch that? You know?
Because it's me. So me. It's not about Biden. Seriously.
Well, I exactly my thought. I thought, well, what do you guys think we're going to say? You think we're going to be like, oh, this is amazing. Isn't this wonderful? Golly, mine's presidential.
We have to have words with your subscribers. Really doubting Chris on a channel called Mr. Reagan and then a radio show that also streams on YouTube called America First. Come on, guys. A little bit of faith. A little bit of faith. Okay.
But this at least this shows you just how much vitriol there is and just how upset people are. People genuinely believe their election was stolen. Nobody has done anything to sort of show them, you know, reassure them that it actually was not stolen. They just keep saying, no, everything was perfect. But people don't believe that, you know, and they don't. They're saying, oh, we want unity. We want unity. Here's an idea for unity. Show us that you didn't steal our election.
Or how about saying that you're not going to make blacklists of individuals and not call people domestic terrorists because they're male and their skin color happens to be white?
It's unbelievable, the stuff they're saying. I mean, I have like lists of things that I prepared just for the show to talk about how absurd that they were being, right?
Go ahead.
They're talking about giving amnesty to illegal immigrants.
Yep.
Well, you know why they're doing that. They're not doing that because they love illegal immigrants. They're doing that to ensure that they continue to get elected for the next 100 years.
Well, let's just stop it. Let's just put two rather large jigsaw pieces together, and they're like a kid's jigsaw puzzle from the kindergarten. They're like, you know, six pieces in the jigsaw, not very complicated. Two pieces. Number one, stop building the wall, one of his first executive orders, and provide amnesty to all illegal aliens. Those two jigsaw pieces kind of fit together nicely, don't they, Chris?
Oh, yes, they do. I feel like everything that Biden is proposing at the moment will ensure Democrat power and helps China.
I think that's a pretty good metric. If it helps China,
let's raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Make sure that businesses starve to death here in America and move everything out to China. Oh, that's a beautiful idea, Joe Biden. That's real American of you. Way to bring the country together. Unbelievable.
Staying in power benefits China. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to reference you every time. But those are the yardsticks that we must measure this administration by. You are a fabulous YouTuber. You're a person of the arts, an actor. You know, a lot of people in Hollywood. We'll talk about that in a second. Talk to us about the theater of today's event. The idea that we had nobody there, 190,000 flags planted instead of people. You'll enjoy this. The mayor of this city, Muriel Bowser, requested from the Department of Homeland Security that crew-served machine guns be available, meaning the machine guns that need a loader, right, like a 50 cal. Mm-hmm. And the Department of Homeland Security said, no, we don't have crew-served machine guns for public events in America. Your analysis of the theater that was today's inauguration.
Well, two things. Tucker mentioned this last night. I thought this was the most brilliant point I've heard about this. He said that they're doing this as a show of force.
Yes.
Right? Like this idea that like the insurrection, as they're calling it, right? The raid on the Capitol, which was essentially people walking through casually. People walked through the Capitol building casually. They called it an insurrection, and then they brought in all these troops like there was some kind of like, you know, it was really weird. People were trying to figure out why the troops were there. It wasn't obvious. Like, it wasn't obvious that this was a reaction to the, you know, whatever you want to call it, the siege of the Capitol, whatever. I mean, the protesting. Because the protesting was so mild. It was milquetoast almost, right? There was a guy with bullhorns going, hey, yeah, rah, rah, rah. Like, it was like a joker, right? The guy was like a joker. There was nothing dangerous about it.
It was performance art.
Mm-hmm. And they use that as the excuse. I mean, it's ridiculous. I suspect this is getting a little bit in the, you know, crazy world, but it feels like something they wanted to happen so that they could have an excuse to strip us of our rights, to go after their political enemies, to try to get Trump out of office in this way, to like taint his legacy, this kind of thing. That's what it feels like. It feels like something they wanted to happen. They wanted to happen worse, you know, because they're exaggerating it. They're pretending they were all scared. Oh, I feared for my life. Yeah, you feel fear for your life from, like, Buffalo guy? Come on.
But there's something even, you know, we're not talking about conspiracy theories, but there's something even more embarrassing for them. Imagine if you held an inauguration and nobody came. If there was no military, if they hadn't shut down every bridge in D.C., I mean, they've actually put barriers. I was driving past Arlington. You cannot get onto the bridge at Arlington. It's shut down with Humvees. And imagine if you had an inauguration and nobody came because nobody came to your events. That, I think, is the biggest problem. Not the people with the Viking helmets. It's having an inauguration with no crowd. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. Well, let's step back into more solid ground here. Sure, he didn't have anybody come to his whatever you call them, rallies that he was having while he was campaigning, and they blamed COVID. They said, well, we're restricting the number because of COVID, because they knew compared to Donald Trump rallies, it was going to look ridiculous, right? And obviously they knew that no matter how many people came to this inauguration, it would be compared to Trump's unfavorably, right? They couldn't have that.
There's no way they could have beaten that inauguration. We're talking to Mr. Reagan, Chris Coles. Follow him on YouTube and Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. Homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
It's insane. Can't say that. Welcome back, dear friends. A special day today. It's grim in many aspects, but we soldier on onward and upward because that's who we are. Happy warriors like Ronald Reagan taught us. And we are back with Mr. Reagan. He is the host of the Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. Subscribe now. Hit the notifications bell twice. You don't want to miss any of Chris's content. Love the stuff. Whenever I get that notification, I watch his videos. Chris, I wanted to talk about your liberal buddies, but I'm going to flip things because everything is, we play by ear. We don't have rehearsed teleprompters here like sleepy, creepy Biden. Let's talk big tech. This is from my guy that manages all our figures. So we had, 230,000 followers on YouTube. God bless all of you. Please, thank you first. And then I asked him, how are we doing? Because I lost 90,000 followers on Twitter in the last week. And he sends me this morning. Friday, you gained 1,000 followers on YouTube. On Saturday, you lost 300. On Sunday, you lost 500. And yesterday, you lost 300. So, why? What's going on? Are you seeing things like that? That you go up and then suddenly you're down?
Yeah, if I get a big gain, I will get a dip the next day. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. They're purging. I don't know if they're purging users or if they're just, unsubscribing. A lot of people go on my channel and go, I've been unsubscribed to you. I get that message all the time.
So they tell you that they subscribed, and without them touching anything, they realize that somebody remotely unfollowed you on their account.
I can't check all my comments, but every video that I post, at least once I find a comment where somebody says I've been unsubscribed. It happens all the time.
And this is a bizarre thing. This is who you are right now. I mean, you've been a Hollywood actor, but this is what you do now. This is your livelihood, correct?
Yeah. This is my whole career. And I have really good friends who have been essentially deplatformed. They've lost I've been demonetized from Facebook completely. I don't even post on Facebook anymore because what's the point? My good friend, he's got a channel called No BS. He can't make money on YouTube anymore. They've completely demonetized him. And I don't really understand why. They fired a shot over the bow of my ship here saying that I did something that was against their community standards. Uh-huh. It was because I think I posted a video of a kid being bullied, like getting beat up at school. And I was talking about how bad that was. And they were like, you were inciting violence with this video.
By saying how bad bullying is, were inciting violence.
Yeah, this is footage that I took off of like a news program. This wasn't something that I had just like filmed myself. Oh, look at these kids getting beat up. Isn't that great? I mean, obviously, I'm against kids getting beat up. Of course. I mean, that's insane. But YouTube, they'll find any excuse because there is a war right now, an information war, right? It's a war against... This is how the Soviet Union functioned, right? And you know this better than anyone. It's always, you know, how many people in the Soviet Union really believed in the state? actually, way more than you would expect. You know why? Because they just didn't have access to any other information.
Right.
They genuinely believed what the USSR was telling them because they had no other ideas about the world because they only had access to this information. And that's why information is so critical. I keep saying the most critical thing we can say is that we believe our election was rigged or stolen or something. That's the most critical thing. Because if that happens, then our democracy collapses, right? The republic collapses.
Right.
So we have to be able to say that if we think it. And right now, there are millions of Americans who believe that, and we're not allowed to talk about it.
So
them that it's true.
Yeah, why would you be afraid of those words if it weren't true? I think that is the biggest tell of all. If it's not true, if, you know, I'm not afraid to talk to somebody who thinks that the world is run by secret lizard men because I will have that discussion and I will crush their stupid conspiracy theories. I'm not going to throttle them on social media. I'm not going to try and get them censored because I'm not afraid of what they have to say. So the question is, and we'll see what happens. I'm asking YouTube, I'm asking Google, I'm asking Alphabet. Why are you afraid of words? The only words that are bad in and of themselves are true incitement, which means encouragement to imminently do something illegal. That is the legal definition. And I never do that. I never encourage anybody to imminently do anything illegal. Otherwise, what are you afraid of, YouTube? That's the real question. Chris is there every single day. He's pushing back. Follow him, Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter. Subscribe now to Mr. Reagan's channel on YouTube. Hit the subscription button and then every other day, check if you're still subscribed. We'll be back with Chris momentarily. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. You got to look after yourself, guys. You know what I mean? I like a cheeseburger as much as everybody else, but you got to be healthy. You got to exercise. And then you got to eat right. And when you don't, do what I do. Take Balance of Nature. Cheat a little. Those 6 little capsules from Dr. Douglas Howard that ensure that I get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Some things that I know I should eat, but I just don't like kale because it's evil. Be the healthiest you can be and get 35% off now and free shipping on your first preferred order. Thanks to Dr. Howard. If you use my name, call 800-246-8751 or just go to balanceofnature.com. That number, again, it's super easy, but just write it down. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the special promo code for that massive discount, G-O-R-K-A. Back with Mr. Reagan in a moment.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots can't afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with us here at America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly appeal for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support the Second Amendment, especially our Second Amendment Fridays. Check out this incredible American firearms manufacturer at KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm Carr, so should you. KAHR.com. We are back with a man who has reinvented himself. And this is why I'm going to ask him about big tech. So for those who aren't familiar with Chris Coles, he has a fabulous YouTube channel. It's called Mr. America. I'm still angry at him for stealing that name. It's a great, great...
Mr. Reagan.
And
you said Mr. America.
I did. That's a good name for a channel. Copyright that now. Dr. America. Dr. America. Let's do that. So he's got Mr. Reagan. Follow him. He's not a big Twitter guy, but just show some love. Mr. Reagan USA. Oh, and by the way, is it true that you are a whisper away from 300,000 subscribers?
That's right. Yeah, if you subscribe to my channel, you might put me over the edge.
Guys, come on. You can subscribe to him now. He only needs 2,000 followers, and it'll be 300,000. Can you do it now? All of you.
1,000.
Well, 1, that's your back end, because at the front end it says 298. It's just, you know, they mess with you. It's YouTube. It's Google. They'll do that. But you have gone from the world of movies, the arts, to being a clearly conservative YouTuber. Viral stuff, like your video on, you know, who's really behind AOC. Talk to us, our millions of listeners and viewers, about that journey. How tough was that? Was it organic, or did they have to say, I might lose all my friends, I might never work in Hollywood again, but today I'm doing it. How did Chris Coles become Mr. Reagan or Mr. America?
Yeah, no, it was a hard choice, because I had kind of, I was in Hollywood really trying to write scripts, because I wanted to write movies to influence the culture in a positive way, not necessarily in a hyper-conservative way, anything like that, but just in a positive way, good values, you know, this kind of thing. And so I realized that if I did a show and it was popular about politics, I would never work in Hollywood again. There's just no way I would sell a script and nothing like that.
Right.
And so originally I tried to do just my voice. I tried to do videos that were just my voice, like some guys do that. You know,
a disembodied voice.
Yeah, and I watched it and I thought, I'm not that good at this. Like, I can't edit together a bunch of clips and have my voice over it. And people like a face, you know, people want to see a face, you know. And so I thought, well, I'll just do it, you know, screw it. I'll just do it. But the thing is, before I did it, I realized that there was a gap in the market, that there was, that this would be a successful show. I knew it was going to be a successful show before I did, which
what
is very rare.
What was the gap?
Regular guy's perspective. Because, I mean, I'm maybe a bit smart, you know, I'm a bit clever here or there, but for the most part, I'm pretty ordinary guy. I'm not like a Ben Shapiro. I'm not like a genius like Ben Shapiro, right? I'm not like one of these, like, super intellectual guys. I'm just a regular guy from Oregon that looks at what's going on in the country, very common sense approach. I see what's going on, and I'm like, this is crappy, this is awesome, whatever. And I can, you know, and I'm really good at trying to break things down and explain them in a way that makes some sense to regular people, because I am a regular guy myself.
So,
but I can kind of understand people like Jordan Peterson or you who are a little bit more intellectual.
Thank you. And what happened when you said, okay, I'm doing this. I'm never going to work as a script writer or an actor in Hollywood again. What happened? I'm curious. From a personal level, what happened to all your friends?
My friends have not abandoned me per se, but they are a little bit more careful about communicating with me online and things like that. You know, it's funny, actually. I have a lot of I have been defriended by a few people, but on Instagram in particular, when you're in LA and you try to get a girl's number, this is obviously before I met Valeria, but if you try to get a number, for the last few years it's been, I'll give you my Instagram.
Yes.
And that's how you would communicate with people, stuff like that. So I have just like tons of like models and actresses on Instagram that I'm friends with, and I still get their feeds, you know, I still get their posts, and they're all so thrilled about Biden getting elected. And I'm sitting here looking at these House, and I'm just so sad for these people because they have no idea what they've done. They think that they've done this amazing thing. Oh, I've helped the blacks. Oh, I've helped the gays. Oh, no, you haven't. You've doomed us all. Yeah. And they have no, they're just completely ignorant of it, you know?
What do you put that down to? Is it just, is it lack of information, lack of good education, or is it just the legacy media's stranglehold on information?
Well, both, obviously. I mean, it really has to do with low-information voters, people who are – because the cursory view of American politics is that Republicans are racist and Democrats want to save the planet. You know, that's the cursory view.
Right.
It's not until you dive down deeper that you realize that, you know, the Democrats are selfish. They're looking to enrich themselves. You know, Biden's dealings with Ukraine, Biden's dealings with China, you know, these compromised maybe some things that happened in America, some of our policies and stuff like that at the time. And it's really – horrible when you really look at it, but from the cursory view, Democrats look amazing. They look like a cute little puppy,
but they never wake up. They never say, "Oh my gosh, I was wrong," do they?
Well, I can tell you, sometimes there's this thing called red pilling. Right, this happened all through Trump's time in office. And I have a good friend, a very good friend. He's not in Hollywood. He's a scientist. He's an eminent scientist, actually. Amazing, brilliant guy, but. You know, left wing. He's not so much into politics, more into his work. But he did write me just recently and he said, look, I'm really sorry about what's happened. Like, I wanted Biden to win. I voted for Biden. But Trump should not be banned from Twitter. They should not be stopping you guys from speaking. And I just love that because he's a principled person, despite the fact that he may not understand politics perfectly. He's a principled person. And there are Democrats out there like that.
That's what we need more of. But with the state of the media as it is, it's going to be an uphill battle. But we will win, especially when we have things like Mr. Reagan on YouTube. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're suffering from daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this drug-free product that has relieved tens of thousands of Americans of their daily pain, me included. And also, Reggie from Florida. Listen to Reggie. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I am already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow, now that's an endorsement. Don't take my word for it. You don't have to believe Reggie. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95 by calling 800-500-8384 or just go to relieffactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
You know, he spoke from the depth of his soul, and we needed this. And, you know, that was beautiful. You know, beauty heals. Beauty heals. There was not one part of that that wasn't just medicine in the wound. And if you have any doubt that one person can make a difference, that one person's voice, one person's commitment, one person's, you know, bedrock faith, can be the pivot point for a nation. Just watch that speech again and look at how the country responds.
That was Van Jones, who's a socialist, who some say is actually a communist, from the Obama administration, who said the Biden inauguration speech, it was from the depth of his soul and it was the medicine for our wounds. I'm going to ask Chris Coles, who caused the wound when they say we need to be deprogrammed, Mr. Reagan?
Biden said in his speech, he kept talking about unity and all this kind of stuff. We got to bring the country back together and all this, despite the fact that he kept talking about identity politics, which is the most divisive thing imaginable. But whatever. He says democracy has prevailed is what he says. Democracy has prevailed. Here's the problem, Biden. Nobody believes that democracy has prevailed. People don't believe
hang
you.
Hang on. Let's see what YouTube does. But 30% of Democrats don't believe the results of the election. Hang on. It's not just crazies. It's not just MAGA-hatted whatevers. It's not Q. 30% of Democrats. So where's this going to leave us, Chris Coles, in the next 4 years? What are your predictions? 2 minutes left.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I have been predicting for a long time that they're going to have illegal immigrant amnesty, right? It looks like they've just already said they're going to do it.
Yeah.
They're going to say, but they're not doing this because they care about Hispanics or Mexicans or whatever it is that they're pretending they care about. They're doing it because they think that these people are going to vote for them and they'll be in office for the next 500 years. They want to end the filibuster. They want to standardize the mail-in ballots that got Biden elected in the first place, if it was even legitimate. They want to admit new states into the union. You know, Washington, D.C. becomes a state. They get two more electoral votes. They get two more senators. They want to – I think they'll probably lower the voting age because they know young people will vote Democrat. I think they're going to pack the court. You know, that was something that was highly divisive during the campaign. I think they're going to do it. And they might even – and this is the worst one. But they might even abolish the Electoral College. Because they would do it, I think. At this point, I don't put anything past the Democrats now.
I think here's my take. They want to do all of that. Can they? Just moments ago, Kamala Harris swore in the new Democrat senators. Every time they want to do something crazy, she is going to have to leave the White House, drive across town, and vote the tie-breaking vote if all the senators hold the line, and that's a big if, because not all of them are crazy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been so much fun. Follow this man. Subscribe to his YouTube channel right now. It's Mr. Reagan. He's Chris Coles. His Twitter handle is Mr. Reagan USA. God bless you, Chris. Can't wait to see your next video. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Don't touch that dial.